Station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, officials say a violent cop has abused his authority to obtain child pornography.
According to the Attorney General's office, 39-year-old Christopher Ortiz used his position as a sergeant with the Vineland Police Department to get images of child sexual abuse. Officials say the department was investigating a case involving the illicit images, and Ortiz directed a subordinate to email the child porn to him. An investigation found he had over 100 illicit images on electronic devices. A state grand jury indicted Ortiz on charges of child endangerment, official misconduct, and records tampering. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A seventh person has been sentenced in a scam that targeted drug-addicted New Jersey residents. 35-year-old Kevin Dickow of California was sentenced to 15 months for his role in the multi-state conspiracy to provide kickbacks for referrals to drug rehab facilities that included Jersey patients, says U.S. District Attorney Philip Selinger. Dickow and his six co-conspirators, including one from New Jersey, operated a marketing company and organized a scheme that involved bribing drug-addicted patients to enter rehab long enough for the organizers to collect. The conspiracy caused millions of dollars in losses to health insurers, authorities say. A gas station worker is accused of stealing thousands of dollars from victims at a popular spot along Route 9.
Last summer, police busted 48-year-old Patrick Brown for double-swiping customers' cards at the gas pumps of a Wawa in Freehold. The Newark resident allegedly would funnel hundreds of dollars into a personal bank account via his phone before then completing each gas purchase. Brown has been indicted by a Monmouth County grand jury on more than 50 counts of credit card fraud, credit card theft, false uttering, and theft. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, right? New Jerseyans are among the earliest drinkers in the U.S., with the average resident grabbing a drink by 2:43 p.m., according to a survey by Zinnia Health. And while that's the average time, weekends and holidays are fair game for earlier drinking, with 38% and 36% of respondents respectively saying they like to indulge earlier. 60% say they wouldn't drink alone before 5 p.m. Beer and wine are the cocktails of choice for earlier imbibement. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 8:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 8:09. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Skies will be bright today, but temperatures turning cooler. Looks like sunshine will win out to the north. Southern New Jersey will see scattered clouds and maybe even a little sprinkle at some point. High temperatures this afternoon only reaching 50 to 55 degrees, much cooler than yesterday. Clear and chilly tonight, lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow looks sunny and dry with highs about 55 to 60. New Jersey weather made possible by MyPillow. The $25 extravaganza is going on now. Get a two-pack of multi-use MyPillows for just $25. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-315-0584 and use promo code Jersey for free shipping on orders over $75 today.
Right now, Andover, 37 degrees. It's 44 in Monroe, Seaside Heights, 45. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.